many stories of the Bible that tell us of God creating. But there are many ways that God creates. And I want to explore that together. And what the Bible might show us, what the Spirit revealed to us of these ways. Of these ways that God moves and creates. In the beginning of the Bible, says the Spirit of God hovered over the sea as though moving over the waters, the chaos of nothingness. And so God is on the move. And there's something that God wants to show us, not just about how he moved long ago, but how God's moving right now. So, the moving God. Moving of God. This morning the passage is from Hebrews, verse 1 through 3. Let's listen to these words about how we might respond to the reality, the truth of God moving, both way back when and today. Let's listen to these words. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. The word of the Lord. Now, this was from an NIV version, and up there was an NRSV. Could you pull that one back up again, Gary? I want to read it again. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so the seen was made from things that are not visible. Now, hard to imagine that things are made from what is not visible. And I checked the dictionary, the Oxford Dictionary, and the dictionary said that the word creator, the creator is a person or thing that creates from out of nothing, creates from something that's not there. Now, we of a Christian faith, we have this belief. The word for, the phrase for it is ex nihilo, or meaning God, from out of nothing that God creates. And this actually is not all that special. The Oxford Dictionary itself describes, defines creating, or the creator, as this person or thing who creates from out of nothing. Many of us are engineers, and we like to create from out of what we have, right? We work with what we have. We have some tape. We have some duct tape. We've got some, you know, we've got some wood. We've got some nails, and we're going to make a tree for it. And we create from out of what we have. But God, the creator, and the creating process is from out of nothing. So the creating from out of nothing. As we hear this morning passage said, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And I'm reading again from the NIV. This is what the ancients were commended for. And then it says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. God spoke, and then there was light. God spoke, and then there were the birds of the air. God spoke, and then there were the fish of the water. God spoke, and then there was the land, and the animals that walked upon the land. And God spoke, and there were all of what was needed of the earth, the sky, the heavens, light. And God saw that it was good. Now, on the sixth day, God stepped into a new direction. God said, let us us now as a community of God. Remember, we talked about how God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are the community. And so let us create human beings in our own image. And so God moves into action. God creating and moves with a vision, with an idea, with a vision, a hope of what will come. And not a hope of what might come. We hope that the weather clears up. But no, but this is a hope that is sure and certain. It is not yet manifested in physical form, but it is manifested in mind, in vision, heart. And so the first thing God does in creating is moves with a vision, moves with the hope, moves with the clarity of understanding, moves in one direction. Let us create. Humankind in our own image. And so they did. And saw that it was good. And so in creating, we move with a vision. Now the first passage, first verse says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for. And this is not the hope of finding the lost link between the apes and humankind. This is not the hope that scrambles on the eastern African rift, searching for the bones that will say, aha! Here is where the evolution trail happens. Aha! We don't need a God of creation. We only need to know that we can dig and find, that we're in charge, that our own lives are our own doing and working. And we create with what we already have. But this is not that hope. This is not the hope that says, you know, everything existed forever and forever will exist. And it may be changing shapes and size. It may be moving from solid mass to gas, but it's constantly there. And never was there a vision, and never was there a hope, and never was there the movement of God, of one who creates and begins in your life and mine. And this is the faith that is confident in what we hope for, is not the hope that says that there is only today to live for, and we make of it what we will. And this is not the hope that says, if God created the universe, who created God? This is not that hope. This is not that hope that keeps on looking for a way that we can stay in control, to where we could be our own creators. No, this is a different hope altogether. The hope of the believer is the one who walked the cross, died and rose on the third day, is a hope that is utterly different. This is the hope in what is sure and certain, the assurance of what will come. It's both knowing right now a reality of what will come. It's knowing right now that God will see us through. It's knowing right now that the Creator is still creating. It's knowing right now that it's going to be all right now. It may not yet be, but it will be. And this is the hope we have. This is the vision of God, the Creator, creating and moving with a vision. And what is the vision God put on your heart? What is the vision that God put on our heart as a church? If we might be creating. Not because we create on our own. Not because our hope is in ourselves. But because our hope is in the one who created without of nothing. All that is, it ever was, it ever will be. So now faith is confidence of what we hope for and the assurance of what is to come. So God created, moves our heart. When you know that the hope is in our Creator, and you know that our hope is in the one who brought you into reality, but you know that the one who created you, created us, who brought us here this morning to worship, to glorify Him. Are you moved? Do you wonder if in the inner quietness of our heart, and maybe the inner quietness of our time with the Creator, the Bible says, in the closet or in the quiet moments of your soul. Are you not moved? Is it not a moving of your soul, a stirring within you? Is there not a movement of the Spirit that says it's going to be all right? Everything's going to be all right now, though there's the rumblings of my heart, though there's the sound of the beeping of instruments, though there's the there's all of the things that go wrong, all of the things that get in the way. Is there a hope now? Within you. God the Creator. If we know that God is the Creator, and that before God there was nothing but God. And that after the earth disappears and after all of the heavenly stars have shown their shining, God yet remains. And isn't there just a spark within your heart that says, I want to be with Him? Even after the earth has passed away, even after the stars have stopped twinkling, even after all of the pains and hurts have gone away. And when there is no more fear to be feared, when there are no more tears to be torn, isn't there the rumbling in your heart, the stirring that says, I want to be with the Creator. I want to be creating with the Creator's creating. And it starts with me. And it starts with you. The creating. Moving. Our hearts. By faith. It has happened. In Hebrews passage a little further on, it says, by faith. Abraham moved from the land that he came from and went to a land that he would inherit. By faith, Abel made the better choice over Cain. By faith, Noah built the boat in his yard when no one else saw it coming. Huh? By faith, God moved the peoples from out of the land of Egypt. By faith, God moved people from out of slavery, out of the depths of depravity, out of the pain of their own soul. God moved them. And by faith, these people moved. By faith, Moses led them out. And by faith, they stepped across the sea, where it stood to the left and to the right, but not at the middle. And by faith, they moved to the other side. By faith, they walked through the wilderness. By faith, they moved into a land where there was no milk or honey, a place where there was no olive trees and fruits to be bought. But by faith, they moved. And I wonder if there's a stirring in your heart that God creating moves and is moving your heart to move by faith. Where you might not see the step, you might not know where it goes. And it may not look good, it may look like suffering. By faith, the Savior was born. By faith, he walked the planet. By faith, he moved to the cross. And isn't your heart stirred when you ponder his steps from the Garden of Gethsemane up and across the way and up the hill we call Calvary? Isn't your heart moved that the creating of God moves by faith? Our hearts, we move with him. And so God of the cross, by faith he breathed at last, not worried what would happen next. By faith, on the third day he rose. By faith. And by faith, many of the followers, though they were confused, and though they were befuddled, and though they didn't know the next steps of the walk, they hung out and went to the place called Galilee, to the mountain where he called them to go by faith. And they met and they said, what next? What is God doing? How is God moving? Though we can't make sense, where is it going? Though the challenge seems great, and though we cannot see where the creating is going, by faith, they met. By faith, they shared their grief. By faith, they prayed together for what would come. And then, he came. He came into their midst. And even in their doubts, by faith, they stepped forward to feel the marks at the sides of his body. By faith, they went and stepped forward to feel the marks at his hand. By faith, they were moved at heart. And by faith, the church has been moved through the years. By faith, our ancestors have carried on. By faith through the depression, they persevered and helped one another see their time through by faith. By faith, our African American friends marched Selma. By faith, many of us joined with them by faith. Yet moving with God creating. As God moved their hearts. And that brings us to this creating of God that moves us to move mountains. There's a story in Matthew's gospel where the disciples gather around Jesus near Jericho. And near them and behind them is this river that runs through the valley. And on the far side of the river, right at the banks, was this artificial fountain that King Herod had made. It was about 70 feet in height. And it was both on the far side and on the near side. And this was King Herod's palace that he had so many of the Roman artisans work to form and move the earth, the dirt, the excavators, if we will, of dirt into this pile and mold and place, that this was this mountain upon which King Herod built his palace. And it was impressive. All who saw it said, wow. But they were moved by the hope of the world. The hope of the world that says we could move dirt around and we could make it even so high as 70 feet that we can build our comfy homes on. But Jesus stood there with his followers and said, you of little faith, if only you had faith as little as a tiny mustard seed, you would be able to say, move mountain from the left to the right. And it would be moved. It would be built. It would be moved like a fountain. Bigger than King Herod's fountain, for sure. Because this comes not from the creating of engineers of moving dirt around, but the creating of the Creator who moves us at heart, who moves his church into being, into action, into living and moving with the peoples of the world. For us, the peoples of McMinnville. By faith, they were those who gathered and built the church at God's building. By faith. So God creating is the moving us into moving mountains. What does this mountain look like for you and your life? What does this mountain look like for us and God's church? What does this mountain look like in McMinnville? That we might say, mountain, be moved! And then that it would move. Majesty. How majestic is our Lord. How splendorous and majestic is our Lord. How majestic is his splendor and how splendorous is his majesty that he moves our hearts, that he moves us to move mountains even. Whatever it is we see before us that are the mountains in your life and mine. Maybe your mountain is an illness you've had a long time. Maybe your mountain is your marriage. Maybe your mountain is your work. Maybe your mountain are your children. Maybe your mountain is retirement and looking for security. Maybe your mountain is being retired and looking for where to volunteer. Where's the mountain that we could move that God's creating? That all the low places will be raised, that the high places made level, the crooked ways made straight, and the rough places made smooth. That all together, that the community that God is building, the creating of God, creating a community of unity, starting with you and me, and with all who are moved in heart, all who are moved to move the mountains, come to pass. And when at last we can say, amen. 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 And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, oh God, that you created me, that you created your church, that you created all creation, that we would see your vision and to be moved at heart and to be moving the mountains, that your way come to pass. Will you be moved? When you ponder that God's the creator, will you be moved to see how God may be creating right now in your life, mind, be moved, heart, to move the mountains, and that all the voices will sing together, holy, holy, holy is your name. That all tongues confess that Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And the host of angels singing with us and proclaiming together at the feast, the banquet feast. After all earth had dissolved away, after all the stars have stopped twinkling. But you and I, and all creation, may see it.